like to welcome everyone to the first episode of our 10-part podcast series on working with millennials. I'm your host, Adam Shapiro, brand development leader here at Hunt Scanlon, and this is Talent Talks. Sitting down with us today is Smooch Reynolds. She'll be providing some great insight, tips, and perspective on working with millennials. Smooch is one of the most respected C-suite executive recruiters in the nation. She's currently Global Investor Relations and Communications Practice Group Leader with DHR International. She's been an IR and Communications Functional Search Expert for more than 20 years, and before that, she was herself a Chief Communications Officer. During the last 15 years, Smooch has added more than $300 billion in valuation to client organizations through her IRO search work. She remains a key behind-the-scenes advisor to CEOs about their corporate brand advancement. Fortune Brand, Diebold, Hyatt Hotels, Grant Thornton, American Water Works, and a line of other leading companies that stretches around the corner and down the street come to Smooch Reynolds for advice and counsel. But Smooch has always been known as forward-thinking, and today her insight is becoming just as valuable in the sphere of young, up-and-coming millennial talent. So who better to kick off Hunt Scanlon's 10-part podcast series, Working with Millennials, than this dynamic, highly sought-after recruitment leader. Smooch, welcome to the show today.
Thanks, Adam. I'm so happy to be a part of the podcast and looking forward to sharing my insights with you.
Smooch, I'm told you are the proud mother of three children who are all millennials. So you clearly have direct and hands-on experience both at home as well as in the workplace. How has this experience allowed you to better connect with this generation?
Well, Adam, you know, I've always been interested in cross-generational success in the workplace. And with all of the noise about the millennials, I decided to actually leverage the fact that I have three of my own who have dozens of friends and use them as unofficial focus groups about how their generation thinks, makes decisions, and reacts to all kinds of factors in their lives. And I think some of the more interesting qualities about this generation that I'd like to share are that they value impact and social causes and purpose and meaning over money. They value the importance of personal lives and relationships and experiences, but not at the expense of their professional lives. And they truly believe on an intuitive and intellectual level that they have the ability to make a difference in whatever they do. And interestingly enough, this is one of the links that actually ties the millennials and the baby boomers together. I found that both generations invest a tremendous amount of passion in everything that they do.
Excellent perspective, Smooch. Let me ask you this. What key attributes do you see in millennials that make them unique in the workplace? And how does this compare with previous generations?
You know, one of the qualities that I think makes this generation unique, Adam, is that they have a high level of intellectual freedom that comes without boundaries. And that allows them to explore situations and ideas from a wider variety of perspectives than others may. And the millennials also don't seem to adhere to the tightly prescripted protocols that other generations ahead of them were expected to follow. Again, an emphasis on giving themselves the freedom to navigate their thoughts and actions in a very different way. And I have to say that, you know, with that generation, the way that they interact digitally and revolve their lives around technology is completely reshaping how business is done. And many companies today are scrambling to keep up and establish kind of those best practices to thrive in a world that's gone so digital. I also think that this generation is very different from those preceding it in this regard. Because of their digital lives, they're given a very transparent view into business. And in a way, millennials are already starting to dictate and reframe the direction of business through their use of the constantly changing technology and digital platforms. And they're definitely edging into the driver's seat when it comes to not only the future direction of business, but becoming future leaders as well.
So as a leading search consultant, Smooch, what can you share with us about the absolute best way to not only hire millennials, but to understand their unique needs and to lead them once they come on board?
Well, you know, I think some of the aspects that we've already talked about today are the beginnings of the right kind of dialogue and framework for millennials. You know, what the millennials want isn't a secret formula or some obscure business practice. They want success that's very similar to ours, but they frame the operating philosophy of their lives a bit differently. So let me give you a few insights about what I think management needs to do to not only attract millennials, but also keep this future generation of leaders. I think being approachable and friendly and socially open is a very important factor to it. I think respecting that they have a different definition of the work-life balance. There's a noticeable shift towards the life balance side of things versus the work side of things. Having said that, it appears as though millennials get the work done and they get to the end goal, but they do it within a different framework. The timing might be a little different, not being in the office versus working at home some of the time. So again, I think flexibility is important. And I think management also needs to remember that millennials grew up with a constant exposure to social life through digital channels. So they crave not only social interaction, but they crave it on a constant basis. So I think it's important within the workplace to have an atmosphere that's more oriented towards being social as opposed to isolated. So teams are important to them. Working groups are very important to them. And I think the final recommendation or suggestion I have for management teams is the notion of partnership. While compensation and benefits are important to a millennial, they aren't the key drivers and motivators of that generation. They really value a job that gives them a solid, interesting, creative, and intellectually invigorating experience. So having a strong mentoring program, room for growth within the workplace is really important to them. I think they have an ability to take directions well from management, but more in a partnership as opposed to that kind of top-down, let me tell you what to do mentality that generations ahead of them were exposed to.
Really helpful insight, Smooch. I've got one last question for you that revolves around the five personality types that have typically been confined to millennials. Can you review these with us? And if you wouldn't mind, can you discuss which millennial personality type is best suited to climb to the ranks of the C-suite?
I'd be happy to. So when we think about the millennial generation, there's really kind of five categories, at least that we've discovered so far. There's the principled planners who are extremely methodical in their approach to work. They like to carefully plan for their success, and they're inquisitive. We have the driven techies who love their work and can't bear the thought of sitting around being idle, but they also trust the power and the efficiency of technology to keep them ahead of the competition. We have the instinctive explorers who are more on the cavalier side, and they like to explore uncharted territory. A modern image is very important to them, as is leaving a legacy behind to be remembered by. And the real worlders are really kind of the most anchored subset of millennials. They're resourceful. They like to rely on technology to succeed. But they tend to alternate between using a little bit of their gut instinct and taking a more methodical approach. And then we have the thrill seekers who are easily bored and always on the lookout for the next challenge, really couldn't care less about the optics on them and how they appear in the eyes of others. But they do believe in that making a social impact is overrated. So when I think about business and cultivating the next generation of leaders into the C-suite, I think there's two of these subsets of the millennials that are really probably the most interesting and will make up leadership teams of the future. And one would be the driven techies, The other would be the instinctive explorers. The instinctive explorers are a classic entrepreneurial headset. And that's a positive for business because today's innovation is based on intellectual freedom and creativity that no boundaries, passion-fueled headset coupled with technology. So those would be my thoughts about who I think might emerge into the C-suite of the future.
Smooch Reynolds, thank you so much for your insight and perspective and for helping us launch this first episode on Working with Millennials.
You're quite welcome, Adam. It's a pleasure to be here.